Second, I'm moving now to the connecting vowel. Connecting vowel-wise, we're looking at the single letter that follows the solid vertical line. I want you to notice that there are two different letters, omicron or epsilon. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. This is not arbitrary. In the Greek verbal structure, you are always going to get this pattern of connecting vowels. O-E-E, O-E-O. Look up here. Omicron, epsilon, epsilon, omicron, epsilon, omicron. O-E-E, O-E-O. That's your pattern, the O-E-E, O-E-O pattern. When we go, for example, to the imperfect or to the strong aorist, we're going to find the pattern O-E-E, O-E-O. Watch this. What, James? Did you say you wanted to see how that pattern would look in the subjunctive? Well, I say, we have the same O-E-E, O-E-O pattern, but it's now long, and we use the equivalent long vowel, omega and eta. See? The O-E-E, O-E-O pattern. This, gentlemen, is exactly why I wanted you to learn, when we were learning the various vowels, you know, we had the short vowels and the long vowels and the variable vowels, and we said, well, epsilon's a short one always, and omicron's a short one always, and eta's long always, and omega is long, and that's long E and long O. See, that's why that kind of thing is important here. Because what we actually have is a relationship between these, the way the verbal structure is going to work. Okay, Kefi? What? Right here, yeah, thank you. O-E-O, right, O-E-O. I was kind of fascinated by my making the etas there, which are kind of nice. All right, that's right. So it's O-E-E, O-E-O. Thank you, Kefi. That's the subjunctive. Those would be the subjunctive forms, right?
This would be the subjunctive.
Yeah, right. So in chapter 28, oh, just take it easy, for heaven's sake, Matthew. But when, you know, in chapter 28, when we do the subjunctives, those will be the forms. Right. So let's go back to the indicative mood. Omicron, epsilon, epsilon, omicron, epsilon, omicron, O-E-E, O-E-O. Now, let's take a look at these forms. You'll notice a couple of patterns. This is my method of teaching. I always try to show you the forest for the trees, the big picture down to the little picture. Secondly, I try to show you the patterns that there are to help you to recognize and to memorize. The poor student never sees patterns. The poor student always thinks you're memorizing six random forms. All right? The good student always sees patterns. And what the good student does is say, oh, this is just like that, except with this little change. Example of what I'm talking about.